about that?
Thank you.
Jesus Christ. We finally get to stand in front of people again. It's an amazing thing. You look good.
You look good.
I'm serious. You look good.
You
and
look
and
good,
the penguins in the audience. I love it when the penguins show up. I guess you guys didn't get the penguin memo, so they get free t-shirts. You do not. I'm not lying. So anyway, we're Primus, and you're gonna hear a lot of Rush this evening later on. Like a very cool thing. So that's kind of it. We're gonna subject you to lots of Primus, then we're going to subject you to our version of Farewell to Kings. Then we're all gonna take our pants off and hang out in back. Smoke stogies.
This one's from my man, Desmond.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sandwich. It's a sandwich made of nothing but all right.
I like it. It's a great night for an all right sandwich.
It's a great night. Larry, he's a rhymer over here. He's a rhyming same sound Brown over here. It's the right night. What was it again?
I forgot.
All right. This next song is really shitty.
Thank you. Thank you. Hawaii. We'll be right back. Canaan and Resch.
So I don't know about you people, but I'm high as hell. Not from any illicit substance, but from the fucking diesel exhaust from all our buses and trucks back here. Jesus Christ. I don't know how you're doing out there. I feel like I'm deep sea vision.
Your song is like my song.
Anyway, I'm assuming that there are a handful of Resch fans here this evening. I don't understand what you're saying, but I bet it's amazing. So 14-year-old kid drank 3 warm Lone Brows, threw up in the parking lot of Cow Palace, San Francisco. Who was that kid? It was me. And I proceeded to see my heroes, Geddy, Alex, and Neil, just melt my face. It was on the Hemispheres tour, and it changed my life. And I remember standing there with Bill Peterson, and Bill Peterson has since left the planet. But Bill Peterson, I had no money. You know, Bill was one of these kids. His parents had a little money. But anyway, Geddy's bass, just like this, black and white, Rick was sitting there on stage. And we're getting ready for him to start. And he's like, I got one just like that. That's just like mine. I had this old P-bass copy fucking Memphis $150 thing. And I was just envious of him. I was like, God damn, you know. But now, I got one. And did you see the old double Dutch? So as a crazy Resch fan, I knew that this next song was a very important part of the show. You know, there's a lot of audience participation. I feel a little cheesy saying, hey, you know, let's milk this thing. But help me out on this thing, because I'm trying to sing these Geddy Lee parts. And this is, you know, the thing is, and I say this often, you know, Neil was known as this amazing, amazing percussionist drummer, one of the greatest that ever lived, if not the greatest that ever lived. And, but, you know, he was an incredible writer, you know, prose and poetry, lyrics. And, you look at the words to this song, you know, and the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart. He wrote that 40 some odd years ago. It's incredibly relevant. I read it as, hey, people of power can get together and get things done without shitting all over each other. That's kind of what it said. And so help me out on this one. Close to the heart.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I asked Eddie about this next time. I said, hey, you know, I looked at all, you know, all the shows I saw, and I looked at the thick book of set lists, and I never saw this song. And did you guys ever play this song live? He said, nope.
Shinebugs!
Thank you.
star that could not die. Who dared to cross a line? Swallowed by a fearsome form. We'll be right back.
praise God Almighty!
Thank you.